Welcome to Community Voices, a production of NPR Illinois. I'm in the studio today with Evan Mitchell, Taylorville, Illinois. Evan, how's it going?
Good.
Good, right on. Evan, you've been involved in a lot of music projects in the area over the years. Do you want to list some of those projects that you've done?
Well, most notably would probably be my one-man band where I play several instruments at once. I've also been involved with various punk rock bands, one from the early 2000s called Self Abused, and a more recent hardcore band that used to play at Black Sheep Cafe called Eggman. I ran with some Decatur guys in a band called the Habitual Line Steppers, and I could probably name about 12 more if I wanted to.
Holy smokes, you've got it all going on. Taylorville, Illinois, one of the craziest shows that we ever played all over North America. All heck was breaking loose when we played a show in Taylorville, kind of just off, sort of the square, just off the square a little bit.
The Cork and Keg.
Yes. That was crazy. I even stopped and I said, I was like amazed. I was like, you people are crazy. And that just, their heads were exploding. It was nuts. I don't even know why, but it seemed like, and in the middle of it all, there was like somebody trying to play pool. Like while all this stuff is going on around. And then like one of the chain links that was holding up like a, some sort of a sign, like above it, came swinging down. The girl who's playing pool just stepped back, let it swing a couple times, and then took her shot. And it was like the show was going on too, it seemed like. I was like, what is going on? Anyway, okay. Evan Mitchell, actually, you played, your one-man band played at one of those musical chairs things at the pharmacy that we did. Ricky Marvel was in on that show. I can't remember who else was in on it, but it was
Boone.
Boone, that's right. Boone played that show. That's right, man.
That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. That was a really good lineup. And in that case, it was everybody like played like two songs, maybe then took a break. Next band would play two songs, or the next performers would play, and then it would come back through. So you did like maybe two or three of these like mini micro sets.
Yeah, I thought it was particularly interesting and outside the box because it wasn't like you were watching a total set from a band and then seeing the next band. Everybody took turns in a circle, and you caught a little bit of everybody throughout the night.
I like that. First off, it's not like this hierarchy of, oh, the last band, you know. But also, if people could only stay for like a half an hour, had to take off to go to work or go do whatever they needed to do, you could see everybody perform. If you had like a 25, 30 minutes, you could catch at least one set of everybody, not like, oh, well, you haven't played yet. I got to get the heck out of here. Anyway, no, you were up in the area because you were playing a show with Doom Buggy and Bruiser Queen at George Ranks. So I knew you were in the area and wanted to track you down before you left town again. Now, part of the reason that I also wanted to bring Evan in was to talk about his involvement with Taylorville and his efforts to get a skateboard park in the area. So, yeah, do you want to talk about that some, the whole, the history of that?
Well, sure. We've needed a skate park for a long time. Taylorville has always had an incredible skateboarding community. In the late 90s, we were offered a small space at the public park, and the deal was that we had to pay for it ourselves and they would supply the space. And unfortunately, some mishandling of funds with our fundraising, and it kind of made that go kaput back in the 90s. After a young man, 2020 I believe, named Zayden Dudra passed away due to very unfortunate circumstances with a drunk driver. He was a well-liked skateboarder in the community. His mother spoke at his funeral and said that he was just excited about trying to get a skate park in Taylorville, and I was friends with his mother, and I remember what it was like to be a young man trying to get a skate park in Taylorville.
And so
I approached city officials in the park and said, hey, is that deal still on the table where if we raise our own money, you'll give us the space? And there was a little bit of bickering back and forth. But eventually, the park said yes. That offer is still on the table.
Nice. In which park is that in Taylorville?
It is at the Don Bragg Sports Complex. There's a few ball diamonds and a football field and a playground where the main park in Taylorville Manors Park is more nature-focused and
right.
has a swimming pool.
Yep, yep.
You know, times are hard, especially in these small rural communities, and it wasn't easy coming up with the money. And we managed to come up with $25,000,
wow.
which wasn't much. But by a couple small fixtures from American Ramp Company out of Rolla, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And then a well-known skateboarder who's competed. He's sponsored by Red Bull, I believe, from Effingham, named Dino Tull. He's competed in, like, the Tampa Am and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was so touched by our story that he said, well, I tell you what, if I can get Effingham to upgrade their skate park, you can have our old fixtures.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
And so just in the middle of winter, it was very difficult to move them. We received 3 4-foot-tall quarter pipes
mm-hmm.
and a 15-foot-long fly box.
Right,
and
right.
now, I mean, considering that we're only a population of 11,400, we've got a considerable skate park now.
Nice, nice.
They were about 20 years old, but because they're steel, they're aging well, incredibly mm-hmm. well. But the Effingham Park District and this gentleman, Dino Tull, arranged for those to be donated to us.
So I remember seeing, I was in Gibson City, and I saw that they had a park over there. It's pretty nice. It's like a pump park, and then it also has freestyle area. It has a half pipe, and actually has one wall that goes up like quite a bit of vert, you know,
yes.
on it. Yeah. Are you familiar with that park over there?
Yes.
So yeah, yeah. And I can remember that was also, I think, a situation. It looks like there's a dedication on it from a family or something that after somebody, they'd lost somebody.
Unfortunately, that seems to be the case in rural Illinois with these small towns. It's usually from a young person that's a skateboarder losing their life that the community finally says, okay, we should do this.
Right. Yeah, man. And I know that I believe I've seen at least a pump park in, I think it was in either Shelbyville. I think it was Shelbyville has a bit of a pump park that I've seen.
Yes, that's my personal favorite.
Oh, yeah, 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 that's cool. I ran it, and I didn't have my board with me. I was over there just, like, passing through, and I was like, oh, man, I wish I had my board with me. But I ran on it some, but I didn't have my board. So is this like, now a completed thing?
No, it isn't. We still have double the space. With costs rising constantly,
mm-hmm.
We decided to spend what little money we had and get half the concrete poured and buy some fixtures before things got too expensive.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So we're still able to raise money and receive donations to double the size of it and get better fixtures if we want to.
Nice. A lot of times, like a community, actually, I just talked about this the other day on a different segment, but once a community or some people who have reservations realize it's a good thing, it's not something to be afraid of. It's just from a lack of knowledge or understanding that they have like a certain amount of fear or intrepidation or also fear of, you know, somebody maybe getting injured. But it's nice when you can get your foot in and then people realize, oh, this is actually a good thing for the area. It's able to be utilized the right way. You still have space where you can add on to it as time goes on. So,
yes, you know, the next generation, the thing about skateboarding is that it's constantly evolving.
Mm-hmm.
So the things that we have out there now may not be popular in a few years.
Right.
And so, it's up to the next generation to how they want to utilize the rest of this space and mm-hmm. and what type of fixtures they would like to see.
I remember like when my brother and I, we had a huge half pipe in our backyard way back. I didn't really help much. It was mostly my brother Bruce and a lot of his, well, they were my friends too, but he really worked on it a lot. And the thing is, in a way, we didn't really realize how at the time fortunate we were when we had these two, like when I was around 14, 15 years old, we had a park in Springfield and it was called Country Surfin'. like way back. It was like right behind the fairgrounds. It had these huge like snake runs. It wasn't really a, it was sort of a bowl, sort of like a pool, but it had strange rollouts. And it had a big freestyle area, and then this huge super-sized bowl. It was so big you couldn't really keep your momentum in it. It was really cool, but you could tell it wasn't made by people who had skateboarded a lot. You know, it was almost like they'd seen pictures, and then they just were like, well, maybe this will work. Don't get me wrong. It was absolutely fantastic to have that. And another one called Alley Skater, which was near the corner of 19th and North Grand in Springfield. But here again, those transitions were nuts. They were so almost like these pods that were supposed to be like individual half pipes, but they were all connected like a, you know, sort of like a snake run would be. But those transitions were hard, man. They would, you'd be up on the ramp, and then when you come back down, it was just this every time was this super hard transition. So it was, I loved it, but it was tough to negotiate. And if you went down, that was it, because it did not have smooth, what back then they called either shotcrete or like gunite overlays that were really smooth. It was just this like really coarse surface, and man, it would tear you up. It would catch your knee pads and just pull them right down, and just it was gnarly. But also I appreciated the fact that we did have that back then, but they went away. But they were quite extensive projects that there was no way for anybody to maintain them. I was too young to even think about trying to get involved with the city to see if there was some sort of a way to try to turn it into like public spaces. And of course, then there's like, you know, Skank Skates came along later. And now our Springfield has Centennial Park, which is a really nice park. And then there's another one too.
And Isles, I believe.
Isles, yeah, the Isles Park. Like more freestyle kind of related, more or less. It's kind of nice to have, you know, with Taylorville also, like different options in the area, not too far away, where you can go and skate different places, like kind of mix it up and meet the different skaters from the different communities too.
Yeah, you know, 20 years ago, it's like the only options for me as a young skateboarder was Springfield, Champaign, or Belleville. And now there's, you know, as you had mentioned, there's Gibson City, there's Litchfield.
Oh, Litchfield has one. Okay, cool. Let me think.
Lovington, Illinois.
Oh, Lovington. Okay.
Lovington has one too. And you can make a whole day of loading up the car with your buddies and hitting all these little skate parks in these podunk towns.
Yeah. Well, and another thing that's really nice is to the ones that I can think of are free, where you can just go and it's just, they're part of the public park systems. That's a huge thing too, you know, I mean, where you can go and access these. And like you said, just load the car up with some friends and go spend a few hours here, few hours there, and, you know, not too far apart. And, oh, Decatur has
yes.
has one also. That's right. So I'm trying to think of some other.
I believe Pawnee has one.
Oh, really? Pawnee has. I love it, man. Well, okay. Well, once again, Evan Mitchell we have in from Taylorville, Illinois, and Evan Mitchell's one-man band, and also very involved in getting the skateboard park going over in Taylorville, Illinois. So I know you've got to run to get to a show, so thanks a lot for coming in. I know I've been harping on you, and I hope I didn't bug you too much trying to get you in here,
no,
but just thought it'd be important. Yeah, thanks a lot, Evan.
Thanks for having me.
And once again, I'd like to thank Evan Mitchell for coming by and giving us some background about the Zayden Dudra Memorial Skateboard Park located on the Don Bragg Sports Complex in Taylorville, Illinois. We touched on some other skateboard parks in the area, but here's a more extensive list for everyone. In Springfield, you have Centennial Park, Comer Cox Park, Isles Park. Those are part of the Springfield Park District. Skank Skates, which is an indoor skate facility. That's a pay facility, but you've got the indoor option there. Other parks in central-ish Illinois that have skateboard parks, and most of these are parks that run through the town's park district. Spalding Park in Champaign, Roundhouse Skateboard Park in Mattoon, Illinois, Dudley in Macomb, the Ron Stucker Memorial Skateboard Park in Jacksonville, Illinois, D-Town Skate Park in Fairview Park in Decatur, Illinois, Hendelmeyer Park in Effingham, Chillicothe Skate Park in Chillicothe, the Ed Day Memorial Skateboard Park found in Gibson City, Illinois, Shelbyville has at least a pump park. Becker Park and Fond du Lac Park, both in Peoria, have smaller freestyle areas and some ramps. Mineral Springs Park, Pekin, Illinois, not too far from that little pond that you can pedal boats around in. Richmond Park in Villa Grove, Illinois, wee little town, but it's got a park. Litchfield Skate Park, which is near the corner of Edwards and Jackson. Thomas Kahn Park in Lovington, Illinois. That's not a complete list. That'll just get you started. Something not to be overlooked, skateboard parks that fall under the jurisdiction of a park in whatever community, city, town that you're in, I try not to overlook the fact that they are free parks a lot of times and try to clean up a little bit if I see some stuff that maybe needs cleaned. Find out who a person is that you can talk to that maybe helps keep the skateboard area maintained. A lot of times the park can designate an area for skateboarding, but they might not have the resources to fully maintain it. So it's up to people in the community who support. So anytime you can help them out, give them a hand, either financially or by cleaning up, keep the place swept, it all helps out. And helps build a community. And thanks for listening.